Welcome to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have an amazing time together. I also want to extend a thank you to our partners. Partners, thank you so much for your prayers and support. It's with your help that we can cover the earth with the word and connect everyone with the heart of God. Your support of this ministry and the vision and the mission that God has placed in our heart really does make all the difference. So thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you. If you have a prayer need, if you have pain in your body, or you need an emergency miracle in your finances, or maybe you received a diagnosis where their only option is for you to receive a miracle, please call, go on the website. We know that prayer works, and we see it in the Bible. I've seen it in my own life. My grandmother has seen prayer work in her life, my mom. We know that prayer works, so please call, go on the website, because we want to join our faith with yours, believing for a miracle in your life today. Does anybody remember that Beatles song that came out in 1973? They asked, where are all the lonely people from? Well, I have a theory. I think the lonely people are all from planet Earth. You heard me. I think all of us deal with loneliness on the inside. Maybe you're dealing with it right now. You feel alone and you don't think that there's anyone around you, or you feel unsupported. I feel like that sometimes. I know you do too. But guess what? There is a God who is more powerful, and he has a plan for you. He has never left you nor forsaken you. Today, we're going to look at a classic teaching that my grandmother taught on how we have a cure for loneliness. God gives us a cure for loneliness. This teaching is enormously important for you to listen to because everybody struggles with loneliness. Maybe you're in a bad place with your family or your kids or your work. This teaching is for you today. Let's take a look.
So put your hand on your heart. Say, God is going to give me a word this day, and this word can change my life. Amen? One word from God can totally change your life. So I want you to look at your notes and what God said. God said, it is not good for man to be alone. So that's good, isn't it? He understands that we need people, and various kinds of people. And then when I begin to look at God, I see that God was lonely. He wanted a friend. Isn't that something? I never think about God being lonely, because I think all the problems you have to take care of, you know. But God was lonely and wanted a friend. Now, you are made in his image. So if God was lonely and wanted friends, and he made you in his image, are you like God? Absolutely. You have that same hunger that you want friends. So who was God's friend? And when you look at this, and I have three different scriptures for you, it says, and you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of the land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend. Now, if you're watching this today, it's very important for you, because you may be the lonely, you think you're the loneliest person on earth. But look at God. His first friend that he talks about is Abraham. And he calls him his friend three different times. But you, Israel, are my servant Jacob, whom I have chosen. The descendants of Abraham, my friend. He calls him his friend again. And then in the New Testament, you say, well, that's all old. But this is new. And it says, and the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness, and he was called the what? Friend of God. So, you know, I look at this and think, Abraham, how did you get to be God's friend? I want to be God's friend. I want him to think of Marilyn Hickey as his friend. I want him to think of all of you as his friend. So if I follow Abraham's life, I see that Abraham was a man of faith. And faith pleases God. And that is very key for us, especially when there are hard times when you feel very lonely, you know, when you're feeling like nobody cares about me, that you can put your faith in God that he's your friend. Amen? So put your hand on your heart. Say, God is my friend. He's lonely for me. And I connect with him by faith. So when I feel lonely, I can say, okay, God, You know I need relationships. And so you will help me to make right decisions about relationships. And putting your faith in God in your lonely times, that is so key for you. That when you feel alone, left out, you know, nobody cares about you, but God does. And you keep your faith in Him and not just in people who deserted you or feeling like people don't like you, that you've done stupid things. God is still your friend.
Do you need your faith to grow more, to awaken more? Do you want prayer for that? If you feel the Holy Spirit nudging you at all, maybe you want to grow in your faith for a specific situation or a specific person, I want you to call right now or go on our website and leave us your prayer requests. You don't have to do this alone. Your faith can be grown through prayer. When the man says, "Jesus, I believe, but help me in my unbelief," he was admitting that he needed help. It's okay to admit help, that you might need help growing in your faith, growing in your prayer walk. Call, go on the website. We want to pray with you to receive encouragement and that your faith would grow. Let's jump back into the teaching.
Amen. So keep your faith in Him. Hey, God, you're going to make this work for good. Doesn't look very good now, but you're going to make it work for good. Hey, God, you're going to give me favor. Amen. Because He says the righteous are surrounded with favor like a shield. And so God says to us as believers, how many of you are believers? You're His righteousness. And He says, and you, with my righteousness, have favor. So we say what God says and not just what our feelings are saying and what, you know, we're seeing with all the things that are around us. So let's look at friends. And I like this. And I've given this statement many times. I heard it first from Joyce Myers, but then somebody told me she heard it from somebody else. But it says that people are brought into our lives for reasons and seasons and lifetime. And who can tell? And so sometimes, you know, you think some people, they're going to be with you forever. But they may not be. They may turn against you. They may die. You may move. And so we have seasons of people in our lives. But I believe there's a purpose in the seasons of people in our lives. Because God is so economical. He doesn't waste anything. Amen? And so He sees that there are seasonal people. But I believe also there are reasons for certain people coming in our lives. I remember a man that got born again, and he was a consultant with Coors Beer. And someone on the board of Coors Beer led him to Christ. So he came to me and said, you know, I'd like to be Spirit-filled. I'd like a deeper walk with God. And so we prayed. He got Spirit-filled. And he lived in California at the time. And he said, "Now, Marilyn, I hear you speak, but," he said, "I think you could do better." He said, "Because I train people to speak." And so I thought, no, I don't need you. But then I thought, come on, Marilyn. So he said, "When I come in town to work with the Coors people, I'll just do you free, okay?" So he came into the old sanctuary, and he would sit at the front. He'd make me go up to the platform. And he said, "What is your goal?" I said, "Well, my goal is to be really well prepared." He said, "That's a bad goal." I said, "What's wrong with that?" He said, "Your goal should be that people get it when they leave." And he said, "If you're well prepared and you dump it all out on them and they say, 'Oh, it was marvelous. Well, what was it about?' 'Oh, let's see. I was really inspired. What was it about?'" He said, "Then you have missed it. Your goal should be that people get the word, it's made flesh in them, and they go home with the word." So, with that, he started working with me. Ugh. And he was hard on me. But thank God for this man, that God brought him into my life for a season and helped me no end that people could not only hear the word, they could assimilate the word. Thank God for this man who came for a season and for a reason. And interesting, he would watch me on television and he would call me and say, "You're backsliding. You're not doing it as well as you should." So God brings those people into our lives, but what about lifetime friends? You know, how do you know? There are people I have thought who would be with me for a lifetime. They're not. They've moved away, or sometimes, you know, they just lose interest in you, and you thought they were a lifetime friend. But God, who knows that we are lonely and it's not good for us to be alone, knows who should be lifetime and who shouldn't. And I remember one morning in one of our services here in this building, God spoke to a woman in the church, young, a lot younger than I am. I think she's around 52 or 3, and told her that she was to be a lifetime friend. And she told me that, and I thought, you got to be kidding. I don't even know you that well. You're not in the ministry. But that was many years ago, and she is a lifetime friend. She doesn't even live here, but she's always texting me. She's praying for me. She traveled out here with her family for my birthday. You know, she thinks I'm the best thing since sliced bread. And she knows me very well. That's a true friend. Amen. So I believe there are certain places, if we'll trust God, He knows our heart. He knows what we need, and we can put our faith in Him for the lifetime friends He wants us to have.
In parts of Asia, babies and toddlers growing up in the sex industry do not have safe childhoods. Instead, they are left on the streets, abused and neglected while their mothers work. They have nowhere safe to go. You can change this. Night Care provides a safe place for these babies and toddlers where they are loved and cared for. Every night at the center, they are given a nutritious meal, toys to play with, and a safe place to sleep. Help us provide safe childhoods for these babies and toddlers. Help us protect babies and toddlers from the horrors of the sex industry. $38 protects one baby for 1 month. Donate now by calling 800-627-1995.
Are you feeling isolated, disconnected, or longing for something deeper? You're not alone, and more importantly, you're not without hope. God has a cure for loneliness, and it starts by learning His Word. For your gift of $30 or more, you'll receive Experiencing God's Heart, a powerful study through the Psalms, Your Friendship with Holy Spirit, an interactive guide to knowing your Helper, and the 365-day devotional, Time with Him. As a bonus gift, you'll also get our God's Promises Scripture card for daily encouragement. And for your gift of $65 or more, we'll add the Psalm 23 Comfort Blanket. This beautiful blanket features the seven names of God revealed within the Psalm. Surround yourself with peace and insight from some of the precious attributes of God. Whatever season you're in, you don't have to walk it alone. Call or click today for these life-changing resources.
Welcome back to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. We're having an amazing time together listening to my grandmother's classic teaching on God's cure for loneliness. I know that there are many of you watching and maybe you're following along with her teaching, but you need some more direction. Well, we have an amazing gift for you. This is our free downloadable copy of today's teaching notes, and I want to make sure that you get it today. Go on our website, marilynandsarah.org. I want to make sure you get your free copy of today's teaching notes. And of course, while you're there, if you have any prayer needs, we want you to leave your prayer request. You can also call and we will pray with you on the phone. But specifically today, I feel led to pray for good friends. You know, Proverbs says that a good friend is iron sharpening iron. Right? You want to have friends that will sharpen you and bring you closer to the Lord. Maybe you're listening and you're watching today and you do not have good friends. You have friends that are drawing you farther from the Lord and not bringing you closer to Him. If that's you, I want you to put your hand on your heart right now and I'm going to pray with you. And then I also want you to call and go on the website and leave your prayer request. Lord, I lift up every single person watching with their hand on their heart that needs good godly friends. I know that you have perfect friendships for them, God-ordained friendships, and that you are bringing the right people into their life for the right reason, the right seasons, and the right friends that are there for a lifetime. I bless every single person, and I thank you, Lord, that you're bringing them good friends and divine intervention where need be. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody said, amen. This is an amazing teaching, and it teaches us that God does have a cure for loneliness. Part of that is godly friends that will draw near to you, that will bring you closer to the Lord, that will encourage you and uplift you. Let's make sure that we're following along with my grandmother's teaching and jump right back in.
Now, let's look at number two. Do you have good friends and bad friends? So we want to say, well, God didn't bring the bad friends. Now, wait a minute. Maybe he didn't bring them, but maybe he allowed them. And so I looked at Jonathan, and I looked at David, and, you know, they were really, really good friends. When you read the account of how much they loved each other and how Jonathan walked with David in the Lord, when David was fleeing from Jonathan's father, Jonathan slipped away, and it said he encouraged David in the Lord. What a wonderful friend. What a wonderful friend that God had brought to him. But also, he had another friend named Ahithophel. Now, I'll just give you briefly some background of Ahithophel. Ahithophel was David's number one counselor because he was so wise. He had so much wisdom. And so he really depended on him and loved him. But then Ahithophel got out of sync with him. And when David's son Absalom decided that he was going to take the throne away from his father, Ahithophel got in with him. And they decided they would dethrone David, put Absalom on the throne. And so can you imagine your best friend, your best counselor, turning against you? And so you say, well, what makes people do those kind of things? And I'll tell you what made him do it. He got very bitter at David, because David, who was his best friend, very wise, had actually gotten into an adulterous affair with Ahithophel's granddaughter. Would you like that with a friend? That they would get sexually involved with your granddaughter? Say yuck three times. Yuck, yuck, yuck. And then on top of that, had the granddaughter's husband killed. Oh, so he turned against God, David. He did forgive him. And so we see him, you know, he actually took his own life. That's sad. Are we going to have some Ahithophels in our life? Yes. Are we going to have some Jonathans in our life? Yes. We're going to have both. But we have to look to God to help us walk through those things. And this is what David did. He forgave him. Wow. Psalm 41:9, he writes a psalm about him. You, my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. Oh, and he forgave him. And folks, sometimes it's hard to forgive people who have really harmed you. And maybe it's been a parent. Maybe it's been a mate. Maybe it's been in a business situation. Somebody took money away from you. But you have to come to a place, God, I don't feel forgiveness, but I make a choice to forgive. And when you make those choices, eventually you will forget what they did. Because with forgiving, if you just stay in it, eventually comes to forgetting. Is that true? How many of you would say that's true? You've forgiven some people and you think, now what did they do that was so bad? And it becomes a little thing to you. And so he forgave him. But how sad for Ahithophel. He didn't forgive David and he hung himself.
Are you feeling isolated, disconnected, or longing for something deeper? You're not alone. And more importantly, you're not without hope. God has a cure for loneliness, and it starts by learning his word. For your gift of $30 or more, you'll receive Experiencing God's Heart, a powerful study through the Psalms, Your Friendship with Holy Spirit, an interactive guide to knowing your helper, and the 365-day devotional, Time with Him. As a bonus gift, you'll also get our God's Promises Scripture card for daily encouragement. And for your gift of $65 or more, we'll add the Psalm 23 Comfort Blanket. This beautiful blanket features the seven names of God revealed within the psalm. Surround yourself with peace and insight from some of the precious attributes of God. Whatever season you're in, you don't have to walk it alone. Call or click today for these life-changing resources.
Hey, we just came out with a brand new book that you totally want to get called The Road Home.
This book is about the prodigal son, and you want to get a copy because you know prodigals in your life, maybe you're a prodigal. You want this book. You need to get in contact with your Heavenly Father, and this book will teach you how to do that.
Buy it today because all of us need to know our chasing Father who loves us dearly.
I think we nailed that.
That was super good, Isabel. You did fantastic.
Let's just go home.
Most important thing you can do in your life is have a personal, deep connection, relationship with Jesus. You know, many of us, we've asked Jesus to come into our hearts in the past. Maybe you kind of need to make a reboot, a start over. Some of you have never asked Jesus to come into your heart, come into your life. And this is the most important decision that you can make in your life. Please get on the phone. Give us the privilege and opportunity to pray with you for Jesus to come into your life.
And so how we react to good friends and bad friends, you just have to lean on God. Because some of these people, we'd like to slap them sideways. Some of these people, we'd like for them to live next door and they move away. Amen? Okay, you're very serious this morning. Must be the rain.
What an amazing teaching. I'm blessed by it, and I know you are blessed too. Now, my grandmother is about to teach from the book of Job, but I wanted to bring your attention to one specific verse. This is Job 13:15, and it says, "Though he slay me, I will hope in him." Job is saying, even if the worst should happen, he will still put his hope and his trust in God. Maybe you're watching and you feel abandoned, neglected, lonely. I want to remind you that you can put your hope in God. We want to pray with you that you would have the confidence and the courage to trust in God. Call, go on the website. We want to pray with you today. Let's jump right back into the teaching.
Okay, so we need relationships, but let's look at Job. And Job is one of my favorite. I love this book. I think this is one of the best books in the Bible. It is considered the first book ever written. And Job gets in a lot of trouble because of Satan, not God. Everybody say Satan. And he gets sick. He loses 10 children. He loses his wealth. He goes down, down, down. Very bad. And he has three friends. And so these three friends come to him, and chapter after chapter, they accuse him. Well, you know, it's your fault. It would never have happened. You've been sinning. You've been doing something wrong, or you wouldn't have lost those children. You've been doing something wrong, or you wouldn't have lost your health, and you wouldn't have lost your wealth. And so chapter after chapter after chapter, they slam him. Who needs a friend who slams? Wow. And they said, it's your own righteousness. And he reacted, I am righteous. Look at all the good things I've done. And so he expressed his self-righteousness. So you will have friends that slam you. Someone was telling me about their father who always slammed them. No matter what they did, he always said, that's not good enough. Oh, you got a B? Well, why didn't you get an A? You know, if you got an A, well, why didn't you get an A+? Always a put down. And so we have people like that who put us down, but Job hung in, and he had a fourth friend who came to him, and he said to the others, and he was a young friend, he said, now wait a minute, all of you are wrong. Job, you're wrong. It's not your righteousness, self-righteousness, you know, that protected you or didn't protect you. He said, you three friends, all accusing, you are wrong. And he said, what you need, Job, and I love this, he said, you need the breath of the Almighty. He will give you inspiration. So when you're in these tight times and you have people advising you and sometimes it's not so good, listen to God, because his spirit can talk to your spirit and bring you through. Now, let me tell you what tools the devil basically has. The devil only really has three tools. One of them is to tempt you, right? Anybody here been tempted? Put up both hands. Of course you have. Another one is to persecute you. When you make a stand for God, you know, and you're different from everybody else, what? You don't drink, you don't sleep around. What's wrong with you? You crazy or something? You won't party with us? And so he will bring people to persecute you. Satan will. The third thing, and I think this is his number one tool, Pastor Reese, he likes to accuse you. Well, you know, and that's what the three friends, bad friends to Job, were doing. They were accusing instead of saying, let's look to God and get an answer here to help you through it. And he will come, well, you didn't do this right and you didn't do that right. No wonder you have all these problems. And really, you don't need the devil to do it. You'll do it yourself. And then this, he enters in and says, look at all those bad mistakes you made. He accuses the brethren. But let me give you the best scripture in the world for this. You can overcome the devil every time. You can quote this word to him. It says in Romans 8:1, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
You are in Christ Jesus. I promise you there are good things. You are a son or daughter of Jesus Christ, and you will walk in freedom. I want to encourage you today, just because you may be alone while you're watching this doesn't mean that you have to be lonely. God is always with you. He's near your heart. And so if you are currently watching this program today and you are alone, I want to pray with you right now that you would feel the presence of God. So Lord, I lift up every single person watching who is currently watching alone. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that they are feeling your presence, feeling your urging, feeling the love and the peace that you have for them even right now as they watch. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. If today's teaching ministered to you at all, I want you to get our product. This is Experiencing God's Heart. This is my grandmother's amazing book on the book of Psalms. Every single psalm is in this book. I love this book. I love the Psalms. I know you love the Psalms. And as you read the book, you will begin to experience more and more of God's heart. Call, go on the website. We want to make sure that you get this book in your hands. And of course, while you're there, make sure you give us your prayer requests. We know that God does miracles, especially now. In this day and age, he wants you to have a good life and to walk in the freedom that comes with being a son or daughter of Christ. Thank you so much for joining us on Today with Marilyn and Sarah. Today's teaching was enormously impactful. You learned that God has a cure for loneliness. Just because you're alone doesn't mean you have to be lonely. His presence is near to you. He has friends and people who will step up and support you. You know, iron sharpening iron friends. And he enables you to be the same to those he brings to your life. If you want prayer to be a good friend, call, go on the website. We want to pray with you.